At Seneca Mattress Outlet, we know that tax time means shopping time. Here, you can buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress and still have money left over. Mattresses start as low as $196, and you still get your box spring free. But the deal doesn't stop there. For a limited time only, you can upgrade your box spring to an adjustable base and save 50% off on our already low prices. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 5 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini-holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies' Day in packages, or Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson, Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Refresh and restock at CVS Pharmacy, where it's easy to save big on hundreds of everyday items with these great deals. This week only, stock up and save on 6-roll packs of Scott paper towels, just $5.49. And treat yourself to a sweet deal on M&Ms, just 2 for $6. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good. Save money at your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. You want to get in and join the program today? You're welcome to 654-7627. The NFL draft quickly approaches, and much of this show, the next few days, will be about that. But before we get to any of that, some really sad news, and that is legendary Clemson tight end Benny Cunningham lost his battle with cancer. You know, it's funny, funny in a pathetic sort of sad way. You would think that by now we would have overcome all cancers, and yet not only have we not, in large part, we're still at a loss. Now, we've made enormous strides, obviously, but when it hits home, you fail to recognize the strides. And Benny Cunningham was a Clemson legend. He was a Pittsburgh Steeler great. He was the greatest tight end in Clemson football history. You know, it's not about stats. Nobody go bring me stats and tell me that somebody had better stats. Again, the game has changed dramatically. you can't compare the stats of a Deshaun Watson or a Taj Boyd or a Kelly Bryant or a Trevor Lawrence to the stats of the Clemson quarterbacks of the past because the game was played differently. And so the numbers don't tell the story of how great a player Benny Cunningham was, and by all reports, a great person as well, which is more important. But make no mistake about it. I mean, Cunningham, 1 year, I think, averaged like 17 yards a reception. And when you consider that, that was an absurdity for a tight end in that time frame. In fact, still is. I mean, he was a big, athletic man who blocked at that position before any of that was in vogue. And that's why he was such a unique player. He was such a difficult matchup. And let me put it this way. If Benny Cunningham had played the last few years here, he would have set records at the tight end position that no one would have ever touched again. No one would be talking, no offense to Jordan Leggett or any of these other players that have played here, Dwayne Allen, none of these other guys. Benny Cunningham was light years better. Light years better. And he would have set marks playing in these offenses today that no one would have ever touched. He would have averaged over 20 yards a reception. He probably would have had, who knows? I mean, he would have set yardage records for the tight end position that no one would ever come close to again. And then obviously went on to a great career with legendary Pittsburgh Steelers teams and unfortunately lost his battle with the dreaded disease, cancer. And I think we learned in, I want to say it was in January, of the fact that he had cancer. There wasn't a lot of information on it at the time, at least not to my recollection. And now he has lost that battle. And from the photos I had seen, I don't want to say that, because I don't know the medical situation, but I think that people knew he was in decline. From what I was able to ascertain. In any case, truly saddened to hear of that, and certainly my condolences, thoughts, and prayers with the family. You don't make them like Benny Cunningham anymore. And when I say that, again, what I mean is, like, with all due respect to the tight ends that are playing now, these guys are all detached move tight ends. They're not complete tight ends. Even the guys who are the most complete of the complete aren't complete tight ends. Even a Hayden Hurst or a Dallas Goedert, at least these two guys try and block a little, but they're not total conscientious objectors to blocking like a Gesicki or an Andrews are. So at least they try a little, but Benny Cunningham was a complete player. Benny Cunningham, if Benny Cunningham was entering this draft this week, he would be a top 10, 11 pick in today's game. He would have been easily the first pick off the board. Well, now he's the first pick off God's board. So, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the Cunningham family. And it's always, in times like this, you take time to remember somebody of this stature. Because, again, I've never heard anything but good things about Benny Cunningham. And I'm truly saddened. Langhorn writes, as good as Cunningham was at Clemson, when you remember what a monster he was in the NFL, it took 2 to 3 defenders to bring him downfield. You can almost say he was criminally underused at Clemson. Oh, no question. Yeah, there's no question he was criminally underused, but it was also the time. It was just the game was played differently. And that's why Benny Cunningham was way before his time. He was one of those guys who helped the evolution of the position. You know, you can go back and look at the tight end in stages throughout history, and you can see how the position evolved. Benny Cunningham was one of those guys who was instrumental in the evolution of the position. I mean, it probably started with John Mackey, and there were other guys along the way, like the Kellen Winslows, and even to perhaps a lesser extent, a Mark Pavaro, a Mike Ditka. But in his own way, Benny Cunningham was very instrumental in the evolution of the position. Thank you, Texter, said very eloquently said. It's easy. In one regard, it's difficult in another. You know, one thing I'll say, you never know the right words to ease the pain of anyone who's suffering. And that includes the individual or a family. All you can do is be supportive. And the Clemson community and obviously the Cunningham family lost a great person and a great player. So I was very saddened to hear that first thing this morning. When I first saw a tweet, I think from Brian, who's a former player at Clemson this morning, and I thought I hope that means that he's just ill still. But unfortunately, that's not the case. So, again, thoughts and prayers, condolences to the Cunningham family and to the Clemson family over the loss of a great person and a great player. On the show today, Dan Hope will join me at 4 p.m., and we will do live mock draft on air, too, in advance of the Huddle Report contest that will unfold over the next couple of days. If you're looking for my top 100 and my mock draft, again, I only issue one publicly of each. The top 100 report will be posted on the website. In other words, my big board will be posted on the WCCP website by Kelly tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night. Exactly when, I'm not sure yet. It depends when I finally wrap it up, because again, I'm tinkering again.
You're still tinkering with it.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. You know, when I put these things together, it winds up being sort of a mess. So then I have to figure it all out at the end in terms of the actual order I want them in. And plus I'm still, and I do this every time. Every time I say I'm not going to do this, and then every time I do it, every time I rethink elements of it, and I've rethought elements of it. In fact, this is what I did. I really backed it up like 20 spots. I've had hundreds and hundreds of players, but I've really backed it up like 20 spots from 100 to 80 or so. And I'm rethinking all those. And in other words, what I have is I have 51 or two players that I'm considering for those 20 spots. And I'm probably going to wind up keeping like 17 of the ones I already had, but I'm still rethinking it. I'm thinking of many different elements in consideration for this. But you know, it's funny, and we'll go back and take a look at this. You know, I was looking at let me pull this up if I can here, if this thing will cooperate. 2015 NFL draft. You know, the mock draft part of the Huddle Report contest, the way the scoring works is you get 2 points for matching a player to a team. It doesn't have to be in a particular position as long as that team drafts the player. So in other words, they could move and draft the player. They could be involved in some trade and draft the player. And then you get 1 point each for every player you correctly put in the first round, which is a challenge. That's a challenge, no question about it. But here's why that challenge is difficult. For example, in the 2015 NFL draft, you get to the end of the first round. It's not just the end. There are teams that do stupid things early. It's not just the end. I mean, in 2015, the Washington Redskins selected Brandon Scherff with the fifth pick of the draft. People are talking about whether and Scherff was really a guard. You know, that didn't work out. Well, I mean, they're keeping him around. He's a decent player, but I mean, come on. And you'll see guys all scattered out here, like Danny Shelton, Andres Pete. So far, Devontae Parker's not worked on. I'm reading these in a row. Kevin Johnson, Cameron Irving, total bust so far. Cedric Aboye, bust so far. Bud Dupree, the Steelers exercised their fifth-year option on him, but he's not been good. But then you get to 26, right? And some of these are just bad picks. And it's like with the Cleveland thing. I don't have no way to project stupid.
That's true. I mean, you just kind of go, yeah. Well, I know what they should do, but right. Will they do what you think they should do?
Yeah, like, for example, in the 2015 NFL draft with the 26th pick, the Baltimore Ravens selected Breshad Perriman out of Central Florida. Now, I didn't hate Perriman, but Perriman's been a total bust with Baltimore. With the 27th pick, the Cowboys selected Byron Jones. Byron Jones out of UConn has been a semi-bust. Yeah, you know, I don't know. First couple of years when they played him at corner, he was not bad. And then they moved him, and he's been terrible since. And now I guess they're going to move him back to corner. With the 28th pick, the Detroit Lions, out of total left field, took Laken Tomlinson, the guard for Duke. That was a disastrous pick. I heard Mike Mayock the other night celebrating that pick when it was made. It was a disastrous pick. And then with the 29th pick, the Indianapolis Colts, again out of total left field, selected Philip Dorsett, which was an insane pick. Dorsett's now a member of the Patriots. And then with the 30th pick, the Packers selected Demarius Randall. And with the 31st pick, a pick that a lot of people like, the New Orleans Saints selected Stephon Anthony out of Clemson. That started looking great, and subsequent has not looked so good. And then finally, the last pick in the first round, the Patriots sort of hit that one with Malcolm Brown. But, you know, Brown was a reasonable pick. Anthony was a reasonable pick. Randall was a reach. Dorsett was an extreme reach. Laken Tomlinson was an extreme reach. Byron Jones, he blew up at the combine. That's how he wound up there. Even Shaq Thompson with Carolina at 25 was a big reach. That's worked out pretty well for them. So there's that. But, that's how it works. Robert, you'll be first up as soon as we get back. Before we go to break, quickly, let me tell you about My Garage. Listen, My Garage is family-owned and operated. Lester and Roxanna. Lester has been in the automotive design business for years with the Ford Motor Company, designed vehicles. He designed the building that My Garage is in now. It's an incredible building. And he wanted transparency, so he put these giant diamond-shaped windows adjacent above the bays. And so you can sit there and relax in the lounge and watch your car being worked on right underneath your eyes. How about that? That's transparency. That's trust in what they do. Their team has over 100 years combined experience. They specialize in every element of automotive repair with the exceptions of bodywork and paint. They are well known for their work on the exotics like Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Porsche, Lexus, Infiniti, etc. But Lester wanted me to tell you that they work on any make and model of vehicle. If you own a 73 Pinto, they'll be glad to help you. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental, Hankook, Toyota, Bridgestone, Nada, Pirelli, many more. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name, and with oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. But there's another road rage special this weekend, isn't there, Romana? A student special.
Yeah, there is.
A student special.
It's, let me get it.
551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. Monday to Friday, 8 to 6.
Okay, this week, the 23rd through the 27th, My Garage is doing free suspension inspections for students.
Yeah. I mean, listen, students, take advantage of that. Tell them we sent you over. Your parents will thank you, will thank me later. It's a good thing to do. Get it done. Stay safe. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Robert and Anderson, you'll be up first when we get back.
Ooh-wee! You talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Brian writes, Brian played Clemson. He wrote, as was I, was saddened about his death. Benny was a tremendous person, both on and off the field. Spoke to him numerous times and walked away feeling better for it. Thank you again for your comments on the air. It truly means a lot to hear from you. As always, Brian, it means a lot to hear from you. And I'm always glad to hear anything you have to say and your input. I'm getting a lot of other people on the text line as well. Walt, when I was a kid at Pickens Elementary in 76 or 77, Benny Cunningham came to speak on Career Day. I knew he played at Clemson. We were all starstruck. The first thing he told us was he would take our football questions after he was done with his presentation. He was very kind, straightforward on his message of staying focused on our education and making the most of the opportunities we have. He was a giant to us. One of my favorite memories as a kid. R.I.P. B.C. Rob from Pickens. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that very much. Walt, we don't ever know the words, but God gives those to us at times. We worry about what to say, but it always comes out perfect if we mean it from the heart and listen to God. Great job. Thank you. Peace with the kind words. Look, everyone, I think, rightfully very saddened at the passing of Clemson and Pittsburgh Steel legend Benny Cunningham tonight. Robert in Anderson. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in,
just goes to show you, in life, you just don't ever know the way things go. It's just you take things day to day and do the best we can, but pray for them, and that's all we can do.
Yep.
Two quick questions. The draft coming up, I always wondered, New England's got these two first picks, and is it strictly a Belichick picking the draft picks, or does Kraft have anything to do with this? Because to me, I think they're absolutely nuts if they trade these two first-round picks. They need too much help. They need that Colton or that tackle from Texas. And the other pick, they can get a good corner or maybe a good defensive end edge rusher or something like that. I just don't understand if they did get rid of those picks. I just don't understand. But I didn't understand, is it strictly the coach Belichick's picks and nobody else has a say in it? I'll hang up and listen, but I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the call as always. Well, I don't think Kraft has much to do with the execution of the draft. You know, I think it's a Patriot upper management situation that Belichick is the chief architect of. The Patriots are in one of the most unusual situations I've ever seen, in that I actually think that Brady is PO'd at Belichick now. I if there was a rift before, I think it exists now. I think Brady is really unhappy he didn't win that Super Bowl. And I think he blames, at least in part, Belichick for that defense that he put on the field. And as part of it, the failure to play Malcolm Butler. Because again, this is a pretty simple deduction. I mean, the Patriots had a million chances to win that game. Malcolm Butler didn't need to be an all-pro. He didn't need to be Deion Sanders. What he needed to do was make one more play than the scrubs that were out on the field for New England. And by the time we got to the third quarter, the Patriots actually had a third string cornerback out there. So why Belichick, at some point, I get the little discipline thing. Okay, for quarter. But at some point, this is the Super Bowl, and you have a responsibility to the other players on the team as well. And I don't think he executed that. So I think there is a little bit of bitterness. And clearly, Belichick and Gronkowski hate each other. I mean, Gronkowski was asked the other day. He was asked the other day if he was going to show up for the workouts. And he said, no, I'm going to be practicing my dirt bike skills. Now, clearly, that's not an answer Belichick wants to hear. So there's a situation brewing in New England, and it's going to be interesting to see how pig-headed Belichick wants to be, because clearly that defense sucks and needs to be fixed. They also don't have a left tackle, although I think they could flip Patton and play Garcia at right tackle. I've thought that for the beginning. I've not seen anyone say that at any point, but that's what I would try and do first. Because I'm not so sure Pat's not their best offensive lineman anyway. So that's what I would try. That's how I would try and address it first. You still need an offensive lineman. They still need to draft one. The question is, where do they need to draft one? Because it's naive to think you're going to take a guy. I don't mean you, Robert. I mean anybody. It's naive to think you're going to take a guy like Colton Miller, insert him into your left tackle spot from day one, and think he's going to play well enough to not get Brady killed. Now, Brady in New England will respond offensively. The last 2 years, they've thrown the ball vertically as much as anybody in football. And they may have to go back to more dink and dunk stuff, because if they can't protect, then the ball's going to have to come out that much quicker. And that may be the remedy. And right now, they don't have to take the top guy off anyway, because they don't have Cooks unless they replace him. But here's the thing. This guy just wants, I get he's 40, all right? Kiss and make up. This guy just won the MVP, the National Football League MVP. And he threw for over 500 yards in the Super Bowl. He's not broken. If anyone's broken, it's Eli Manning in New York. Brady's not broken. Brady's actually playing as well or better than he ever has played. Therefore, ergo, Belichick, it makes sense. And he's not done a great job drafting, by the way. It makes sense that you would do exactly what Robert said. That rather than figure out your next quarterback, that you'd go help this one. Because you're a team that came within a play of winning the Super Bowl. And you're going to be one of the preseason favorites despite your losses. But it's time to take those four picks and fill some of your losses. And that doesn't mean a quarterback. You want a quarterback? Come back and get one in round five somewhere. But you want to take those first four picks and stop this little quarterback talk and start plugging some of your holes. Because you need a left tackle. You need a cornerback. You need another safety. You need a pass rusher. You need a tight end, because Gronkowski's not playing much longer. In fact, he just bought a stake in a horse. You know what the horse's name is?
What's that?
Gronkowski. Gronkowski bought a stake in a horse
named
Gronkowski.
He got to name the horse after himself?
I don't know. I mean, the horse is a nag. It's not going anywhere. But you know, that's the case. And so you need another tight end, because you can't count on him. And the Patriots have spent some time with Hayden Hurst. You know, the tight end situation this draft is just remarkable, because in my opinion, there is not a first round tight end. Just to be clear, I don't think any of these guys are first round tight ends. The first one I would take is Hayden Hurst. I wouldn't take him until like pick 45 or 50. That's as soon as I would take him. And the next one I would take is Dallas Goedert, within five picks of Hayden Hurst. I actually think that Hurst is the more ready plug-and-play guy, and Goddard has the better potential upside. Because I think Goddard's more athletic. I think he has a bigger catch radius. I think he's more of a freak as a receiver, and he's not a conscientious objector to blocking. But that's where I think they should come off the board. That doesn't mean that's what's going to happen, because I sense that there's a... The good news for say, Hayden Hurst, first of all, he's a good player. Just to be clear, I keep hearing Gesicki being mentioned by these Brady Quinn types as the best tight end. You know, this is hysterical, Ramona. I heard Brady Quinn say multiple times that in his film study that Gesicki is the best tight end. Then I heard a guy ask him about Dallas Goedert, and he said, well, I have to admit, I haven't really watched any film on Goddard. I just wanted to scream.
Why would you not watch film and then say somebody else is the best you've ever seen?
And he repeated it. Well, I just think that he is, because, you know, the other kids small school.
Don't watch anybody else's film.
Nathan on the text line asked, does Hayden Hurst's age affect his draft position? No, it actually doesn't. And part of it's the career of an NFL player. You know, if you can get 7 years out of somebody, you're going to be happy. And in this particular case, it's a good question, Nathan, because I think there are times it does. But in this particular case, what you're getting is you're getting a man. You're getting guys full grown. So teams need that. Teams want guys they can plug in. Teams that have a chance to compete. Now, if you suck, it doesn't matter. You pick the younger guy, go on the long-term program. But if you're a team that's a competitive team, a New England, a Jacksonville, a New Orleans, an Atlanta, somebody like that, you need somebody you can plug in there who can play from day one and play in line, play detached, somebody like that. And that's where I think Hayden Hurst can win. Again, I think Hurst's a good player. I think he's overcome some things in his life. Obviously, the baseball fail. I think he's learned some things about himself. He is 25 years old, but I think the best news for Hayden Hurst is that there are a lot of teams in this draft that really need tight ends. And look, you want tight ends in your offense. It helps you identify defenses. You know, it helps you to be more flexible offensively. And so even if you have one, you know, a lot of these teams need two. And so these teams at the end of round one, there are a number of potential destinations at the end of round one. So it may be that need drives Hayden Hurst up into the first round. And by the way, this is not a commentary on Hurst in terms of where I think he belongs. It's a commentary on the position. You know, there have been like 3 or 4 years recently where there are no tight ends selected in the first round. O.J. Howard, who was projected by many to be a top 5 or 6 pick, went all the way to 18 before he was picked. And so if a guy like Howard can go all the way to 18, then it's not safe for any tight end. But I do think that in this particular year, there are a number of teams at the back end of round one that need tight ends. And the earliest he could possibly go is Baltimore at 16, which would seem like an enormous reach. But Baltimore has no tight ends, and they've had no weapons for Flacco either. Now, they've addressed a little of that in terms of addressing their wide receiver situation. But, you know, conventionally, you don't want to take a player who's probably on, you know, again, on my big board, he'd be like 45. You don't really want to take a guy like that at 16. But, you know, we'll see. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. Catering, tailgates, parties. Look, you have to make up a tailgate platter, a party platter, whatever. You call my friends at Tom's Barbecue. They're going to take care of you. They stay true to all the original recipes, add some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is just insanely good. They are the home for your national champion Cheerwine barbecue sauce. If that sounds great, it tastes better than it sounds. They also have Carolina Collision, the best of both worlds, old Carolina, new Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss them in any of the 8 sauces, fresh sides and desserts, open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. And remember, amongst those desserts is the now legendary banana pudding. Corner Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's, 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. You want in? 654-7627. I'll be back.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242. Highway 24 in Anderson.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I help develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You obviously have a wonderful economy with words. I look forward to your next syllable with great eagerness.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tipula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Coming up this afternoon, Road Rage Live Mock Draft 2. Dan Hope will join me for that. And as we did the first time around a couple weeks back, we'll alternate making picks with some new bells and whistles as part of the process today as we approach this. We are headed for the wildest draft in history. I mean, it is guaranteed to be that by the nature of the quarterbacks. The only thing that we've seen happen so far of note is that the Jets moved up to 3. That's pretty much it. Buffalo made an initial move, presumably despite what they say. And by the way, the owners are out there vetting these quarterbacks too in Buffalo. So, I mean, if Buffalo can say whatever they want, if they don't come away with a quarterback, they're screwed and they know it. So this is all about a quarterback for Buffalo, just to be clear. Now there's a dilemma, and the dilemma is that the guy who Buffalo eventually lands, assuming that they do, he's not going to have any offensive linemen. He's not going to have any linebackers. Now that's a bit of a dilemma. The Buffalo roster, despite the fact they won 9 games, not very good. And it became significantly worse when their star center quit the game and when they lost Incognito and when they traded their best tackle to move up the first time. When I tell you they have no offensive linemen, I mean they have no offensive linemen. I mean, you can make the case that their three top offensive linemen quit or are no longer with the team. And if you want a perspective angle on it, their offensive line's a lot better than their linebackers. You have a head coach who wants to run double A gap pressures with his interior linebackers, who's known for that, was known for it at Carolina. Shh, let me tell you a little dirty secret. He doesn't have any linebackers. He doesn't have any linebackers. So, you know, they have desperate real needs. They need offensive linemen and linebackers. And yet they're about to trade their whole draft to move up, presumably, and land a quarterback. Well, that's fine. Let's say you do. I don't want to be that quarterback. I don't want to be the Buffalo quarterback. I don't want to be the Buffalo quarterback and play behind whatever reworked offensive line you're going to give them. Because your offensive line is actually going to go from pretty good to hideous. And I don't think I want to be a rookie quarterback behind a hideous offensive line with a hideous core of linebackers on the other side of the ball. There are some issues. By the way, speaking of issues, 49ers GM John Lynch says if the charges are proven true that Reuben Foster struck a woman, he won't be part of this organization going forward. Says the organization needs more info at this moment, adds no one's bigger than the team. You know, here's the thing. Why did you wait till now to say this, John? I mean, we've known about the Reuben Foster situation for a long time now. So why did you wait till right now to say this? Well, one thing I will say, and I hope isn't true, but I read a story the other day. It's just a short paragraph or something on the woman involved. And the suggestion was that she was hiring a lawyer, which is generally a precursor to a financial deal being struck to end the story. Well, if John Lynch knows that, and I don't know whether he does, well, I mean, I'm certain he does. I'm not saying it was the guiding factor in his comments today, but it might be, because again, why did John Lynch wait so long to say what he's saying? It might be that Lynch already has a feel that this thing is going to be settled, and so you're not going to come to that. That might be the reason for the caveat, says the organization needs more information at this moment. So it sounds good. I mean, Lynch's initial statement sounds good. It sounds like he means what he says, but do they? Not so sure. We'll see. Joe, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg Wales, Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box firm. They select the appropriate investment for every client. They don't push expensive proprietary products like those big box firms do. Greg can offer you a mix of financial solutions, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even alternative investments, insurance solutions, life, health, Medicare Advantage, disability, small groups. Are you approaching retirement, unsure how to structure your assets and retirement income to make it last for your lifetime? Do you need advice in making the right choice when it comes to electing your Social Security benefit? College planning for your children or grandchildren, estate planning solutions, small group retirement plans from sole proprietors to companies with several hundred employees. They'll find just the right plan for you. Fee-based advising relationships still are preferred method, but traditional relationships certainly still acceptable. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call Greg today. Tell him I sent you. It's the way this deal works. 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043. All right, back to the Northland Communication phone lines. You want in, now's the time, because again, I'll be joined by Dan Hope at 4 p.m., so you get in right now. Joe on the Northland Communication phone lines. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Mark?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
I was reading today, and obviously this is speculation, that the Panthers are going to try to move up to get a wide receiver, either Calvin Ridley or the Moore kid from Maryland.
Yep.
What do you think about those two prospects as far as their NFL translate?
I think this is the worst year for receivers I've seen in a decade. I'm not sure that either one of those guys necessarily translates as a number one receiver. And that's a concern, but they're the best of the early lot. I mean, there are some guys I like later. I like Miller of Memphis. I think Miller of Memphis reminds me a little bit of Antonio Brown. I like Dante Pettis. I think he's just really smooth in all of his route running. So I like Pettis. I like Michael Gallup. I think Gallup is a poor man's Calvin Ridley, very similar to Ridley, just probably a step slower, a step less athletic. But I'm okay with Ridley and Moore. I think that they're very different receivers. Ridley is, 190 pounds, and that's the problem with Ridley. Ridley is not a guy who's going to compete for the ball in the air. That's not who he is. So he's not going to make those kind of plays. He's had some drops. He had a 10% drop rate this year. So far, Joe, I've not told you a single good thing about Calvin Ridley.
No.
Okay, here's the good part. Here's the good part. He is the best route runner in the draft, and his movement is really effortless. His route stems are perfect. He never lets the DBs know what his intent is, and his breaks are so clean and remarkable that he almost invariably gets DBs off balance. And so the truth about Ridley is he's open a lot. And when Ridley makes a break, he immediately frees himself. Now, he's going to have to deal with press coverage and a physical nature of the NFL, and I'll see how he handles that. But in terms of separating, he does a remarkable job because he's such a polished route runner. And I think that's what makes him still the best receiver in the draft. I still think he's wide receiver one. I think Moore is two. I hear a lot of Sutton. I think Sutton is either three or four. I think Moore is two. Moore is a different type of receiver. He's barely over 6 feet, but he's thick. He's physically built. He looks more like a running back. He's probably like 210, 212, something in that range. And 6 feet, 1.5 inch, something of that sort. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but those are about right. What Moore is really good at is yards after the catch. Maryland threw Moore a lot of screen passes. They got him the ball like a running back and then let him make plays. And the primary reason for that, Joe, is that they didn't have anybody to actually throw a football. So, and this is what I want to say about both those guys. Maybe the most positive thing you could say about both Ridley and Moore, and by the way, Moore's athletic. He's explosive. He could stretch the field. And he can give you yards after the catch. The most positive thing I can say about both those guys is both those guys should be better pros than they were college players, because collegiately, their quarterbacks sucked. I mean, just totally, absolutely stunk out loud. Moore had 9 quarterbacks at Maryland.
Wow.
9. And every one of them, every one of them stunk. And obviously Jalen Hurts was throwing grounders to Calvin Ridley. So, he had no chance. I mean, guys open all the time, but just has no chance of getting the ball. So I think when you actually stop, and I sort of say that facetiously, but when you stop and consider those elements, the fact that these two guys were both pretty good, and neither one of them had a quarterback who could throw the football at all, it stands to reason that both are going to be better pros than college players. Therefore, Moore is a guy that I could see, if Carolina goes in that direction, I could see them going with the Moore, and I would be okay with that pick.
I don't really like giving up draft picks because we need to know.
I don't think you need to move up. I don't think you need to move up. I think Ridley's going to fall. I don't think Ridley's going in the first, I would be surprised if Ridley went in the first 14. Now, last year, the wide receiver class surprised me because they pushed them all up. Wide receiver is now a priority position in the NFL, and they pushed them all up into the top 10. And so I was surprised by that. But I think there's been some fallout from that. And I don't think this pool of guys is as highly regarded. So I would say this. I think that the first place you would see Ridley come off, well, the absolute first place I think could be Green Bay at 14.
Yeah.
If he goes by 14, 15 is possible with Arizona. They need receivers. 16 is still possible with Baltimore, even though they've addressed their wide receiver situation to a point. And then if he goes beyond that, which is quite possible because those teams have a lot of needs, that's why they're up where they are. If he goes beyond that, the next spot would be Dallas at 19. And if Ridley is still there for Dallas to decide on at 19, then in all likelihood, Moore's going to be there at 24.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Walt, because you have a big body in Funches, and then you have Bird back, and he's a speed guy.
Yeah, a little speed guy.
Yeah, well, he's better than nothing, but I still think you got to do something on offense. I think offense is the number one concern. I think we still have issues with safety, but we've got to help the offense out. And we, like I said, we have a lot of needs, but I would take Ridley personally. But
thank you,
appreciate
Joe.
Appreciate it, Walt.
Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. In fact, Ramona, Halt has a Road Rage Walt special, do they not?
They do have a Walt special. Just mention the Walt special.
The Walt special.
And it lasts to the end of this month.
There you go. That's what
we're
talking about.
It's a free brake inspection with an alignment for only $69.95. And that's exclusive to Walt's listeners, normally $119.95.
$50 off the alignment and the free, what was it, brake inspection? Free brake inspection and alignment, regularly $119.95. Now $69.95 this month only. Tell them I sent you. It's First Class Halt, Clemson Boulevard, 4135 Clemson Boulevard. Anderson, South Carolina, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. I'll be back with Dan Hope in Mock Draft 2.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a 12-piece super tailgate special for just $24.99.
Beat the heat in your car, truck, or SUV with window tinting from Garrett Wilson at TNT Solutions of Easley. Ask about the new CIR ceramic film available that blocks 85% of the heat. Tint Solutions Easley, 630-3164.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits. All kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-thru and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
Protect your hard-earned wages and bank accounts from IRS levies by calling the Green Law Firm. If the IRS has contacted you regarding past due taxes, be proactive and call David Green. With over 30 years of experience, the Green Law Firm will find the right solution for your tax problem. The sooner you call, the sooner you can have the peace of mind you deserve. Call 271-7940 for a free strategy session. That's 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal.
It's spring amnesty at Anderson Ford, and that means huge savings for you on over 200 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. New Anderson Ford vehicles starting as low as $15,000. $119 a month with just $79 down. The weather is warming, and so are the savings at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. With approved credit, you could get 0% financing on select new Fords at Anderson Ford. Anderson Ford, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low, fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way, from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788.
Summer is coming. Time to turn off the TV and turn on a clever little app called Audible. With Audible, you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love. Outside. You know, that place you're supposed to be in the summertime. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime or roll your credits over to the next month if you don't use them. So get up and get outside with Audible.